Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Pretty impressive. Electric is what that was. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we talk about the Falcons winning against the Rams 27-24, and as we talked about Bijan Robinson, 229 yards total, but 2,255 yards from scrimmage. It's the third most of anybody. You got to go back to Christian McCaffrey in 2019, and then you got to go back to Saquon Barkley last year. That's it. That's the company. Most yards from scrimmage, 5,585 yards under the age of 24. You want to know what elite company is in there? Barry Sanders, Christian McCaffrey.
Mm.
That's it. If we don't recognize how special a player Bijan Robinson is and what we have, and now, guys, we're in a window. He's 23.
Yes.
Okay? He's 23. We are going to have the best back in the NFL probably for the next 5 to 6 years. And what do you do around him, and what do you do to make this a Super Bowl-caliber team? He is in elite company already, Mike, and he's 23 years old.
We were talking to Bijan last week, and again, it was weird with the holidays. Maybe you missed it. Check it out on the Odyssey app. Great conversation. I was saying it reminded me of Barry Sanders. That's what Troy Aikman was talking about last night. And there it is historically where he references and where he competes now historically with Barry Sanders. You're right. That's the window. You know, Drake is still banged up. Wasn't even himself. He wasn't even a factor last night. And you found a way to dominate with Bijan. Pitts had a quiet night last night. I still don't know where we're going to go with him in the offseason. But we've got enough pieces. I mean, Mooney, remember I said to you before the game up at Signy, I said, if we get anything from Mooney, it's a bonus. And we actually got two big catches from Mooney to help move the sticks. But I would still address the other wide receiver, you know, off of Drake this year. And then again, we still don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be. But you're right. I mean, you've got all the pieces, and now on the defense, you got all these studs and fire breathers. You know, Watts is one of the best deals in the NFL. 101st pick, we moved up to 96 to get him in the trade with the Rams when we went to get Pierce.
He is he's lived up to it, and he should be honored after this season, by the way, for a hell of a rookie year. He will be on the all-rookie team, there's no doubt. I'm wondering if he gets more.
Right.
Let's talk to Michael in Locust Grove. Michael, has your mind changed with the win last night against the Rams and how this thing looks with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, or do you still feel the same way you did maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks ago?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Happy holidays. I'm going to give a shout-out to Mike Mafia. To be honest, I want to say we can fail upwards, but how long are we going to keep doing the same thing? It's been 3 years now. Well, 2 years with Raheem, but it seems like we're okay with mediocrity. I like what we're seeing, but like you guys said, special teams should have been fixed by the beginning of the season. You know, he doesn't pass the eye test. If we can see that it's that bad, how can he not see that? I need some direction at the top.
Look, the special teams thing as the season has gone on is one thing. The kicking situation to me is completely separate, because when I was worried about Young Wei Koo, nobody else was. Then it went south. And then it became a problem. The special teams as a whole, kickoff return, punt return, field goals, field goal coverage, mm-hmm. whatever it might be, defense, those things became an issue as the season went along. The cool thing, you could have said, you know what, we trust him, he's been here, let's see how the season starts. And the season started, and you immediately felt like this is not what we need based on the last two seasons as he was going in the wrong direction, right? But they chose not to make a change there. That is a separate conversation for me than the entire special teams play overall when you've got one of the worst kick coverage teams in kickoffs in the NFL, and it's been that way. It's been that way, and you decide still not to do anything. I just feel like when you say we are, you know, we're accepting mediocrity and we need some leadership at the top, I would tell you, okay, ask these guys. Ask these guys, and I'm not defending this at all. I've just said this. Look, I've been on the fence. I fundamentally agree with Mike's poll that he took, you know, randomly a few weeks ago mm-hmm. and said, do you think he's going to be here? And I said, I just don't feel like he is. But I also know, Mike, that a lot of these guys, and again, does Arthur right. Blank take this to heart? A lot of these guys will go to bat for Raheem if they are asked about how this thing has gone down.
And again, with all due respect to the guys, I don't care. Okay, I mean, put the work in, you know, have better practice habits, make the tackles, run your routes where you're supposed to, play with the intensity you've seemingly played with the last three games that was, if you want to put some on the players, was missing in the five-game losing streak. Mike Conti, our boss, pointed out that losing Divine Diablo was a big hit because they tried to squeeze some round pegs into square holes and pass coverage. It just did not work. You know, and ironically, we see Nate Landman, who they let go, and that's one of the ones that goes back to your point about the kicking. That's on the personnel department. You know, there have been some mistakes there. But, I mean, I don't care what the players want. Look, Raheem is a good guy. We never said he's a bad guy. We enjoy our conversations. He puts up with us asking tough questions each week. You know, he knows where I stand on this. But it's just the effort is not commensurate with the coaching, is not commensurate with the talent, in my mind. And that's something that comes back to coaching. And so great to see them all hitting stride now. It doesn't matter now, guys. It doesn't. Once you're eliminated, none of this matters. It's great to talk about. It's one thing when Dan Reeves comes in here in 97 and they finish with a bunch of wins and go 7-9. He's instituted his program. And the next year, Carl, you go 14-2.
Yeah.
You know, and you go to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, when you've had years to be perfecting your craft as a head coach and you still make the mistakes that Ron and his staff do, that's why I say I got to move on.
Yeah, look, and I can't base – look, that's like basing what you've done somewhere else on where you're at. I can't do that. I can only base on what Ra has done here as the Falcons head coach this time around. I don't think he's done enough. I think last year we blew 6-3 and an opportunity to win this division. I can't go back and look at the history of – because, Mike, the circumstances were different every place he's been.
No, but I'm just saying, if you're looking for guys out there, if you want to make the argument that we're getting momentum, sorry, that doesn't wash. There are situations where you get momentum. In baseball, you're breaking in some young players, et cetera, mm-hmm. and we have seen our young players succeed here, but there's too much talent on this team to not be in the playoffs in this division.
Yeah, I'm not a big believer in momentum in the next season either because your team's going to change. There's going to be too much turnover. This is the NFL. Like, your quarterback, we don't know what that situation looks like. You're going to have different pieces on defense. That I've never bought into in the NFL, where you can end a season, Mike, in January, right, which is mm-hmm. what's going to be our situation.
Right.
And then they're going to play again in September, and that's going to – that doesn't happen. That's not going to carry over because you're going to have different people, different leaders. You might have a different scheme.
Right.
So none of that plays. But I'm simply saying – if you judge him based on the 2 years he's been here, and if you feel like he needs a third, that is what we're asking you. I can't look at all this other stuff and say, you know what, he was a failure here, there, this, that.
No, but I'm saying, but if he was a first-year head coach, would you have a learning curve? We're seeing first-year head coaches have immediate impact
yeah.
with teams that had actually less wins than we did last season. Liam Cohen in Jacksonville changing the culture. We talked about Ben Johnson, the job he's doing in Chicago. You know, we've talked about McDonald. McDonald's in his second year in Seattle, and they may be the number one seed in the NFC. Here's a guy who's had his second year, and he's also a veteran. He's a veteran head coach. He's also been around the league as a defensive coordinator. So, to me, I've seen enough. If you feel that, oh, no, the light has just gone on, and heck, no, we can't switch now, I don't agree with you.
404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. Can I hear B talking about this? B. John Robinson. Oh, that's me. I always say B. Talking about beating a Super Bowl contender last night. Here's what he said after the game.
Man, it was huge, man. Obviously, this whole week it was – this team's the best team in the NFL, best defense in the NFL. They don't give up nothing. And, you know, for us, like, our mindset was completely different. You know, our mindset was we got to be the more physical team, hit these guys in the mouth, and, you know, make it known what we're trying to do. And that was what Coach Zach, Coach Raheem, like, was preaching all week. So there was no fear. And, you know, in my faith, like, we don't believe in no fear, man, because fear is the enemy. So for us, like, we knew we had to come out here and punch him in the mouth and, you know, make it known from the beginning. And, man, that's what we did, man. And obviously kudos to them for the season that they've had, the Rams, and you know, I hope they do a great in the playoffs. But, you know, we had to make our shot known and make it known on Monday Night Football, you know, what we're trying to do.
They did. It's funny. He says that's what we heard all week. I guess that was part of the message. They're the best at this, that, and the other, right, which they were. I said coming in, they had the best offense, you know. In the month of December, it's been the 49ers, believe it or not. They're leading the league in scoring. But overall this season, you didn't see the best of it. But that offense, and Mike mentioned, they got their left tackle hurt. That they weren't 100%, but at the end of the day, Mike, this team has produced a lot of points, and we shut them down last night.
One of the worst days Matthew Stafford's had. All of a sudden, those interceptions went up, thanks to Xavier Watts. We took away – that's the thing I was telling Carl. You take away Puka Nacua and Trey McBride in back-to-back weeks, Carl. You take away the best alphas on the best teams you played. Now, again, Cardinals aren't good, but you took away their best players. But we couldn't take away Christian McCaffrey or Jonathan Taylor. You know, I mean, that's –
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or a Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
That's why it's great now. Just needed the same kind of effort and kind of execution a few weeks back.
All right, we're going to read RJ's tweet. We'll read Tim's tweet to us as well. Mr. Yo has something to say. We'll get to all of your comments because we want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. It is a Falcon Tuesday coming off the Monday Night Football game, guys, and we'll continue to discuss on the phones with you. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or a Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing! Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.